North Lakes Endocrinology, this is Gaina.
Gaina, is it?
Yes.
Oh, mate, Sue Poynting, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, mate, look, seriously, I'd make you cry if I started telling you about our bullshit going on.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, mate, we've still got no bloody power, hence my not attending.
Right.
It went out 4 o'clock on Monday.
Yep.
And I'm still sitting in a black house.
No.
Oh, yeah, so all food and drinks and everything is in the fridge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The interest in trying to get myself ready in the pitch black of a bright daylight to get out and go and buy a drink from down the road because drinking tap water would make a person throw.
Mm.
Mate, we're just having a shit time, and hubby had to go to GP this morning to get his crap sorted, and I realised yesterday that my 4 p.m. At 4:36, actually, I noticed on my phone after it charged from my car charger on the driveway, yes, I went, oh, shit, I was supposed to be at work. Oh, fuck. And then, mate, I'm just having a crap time. So, listen, Kelly was lovely enough to organise a closed door 4 p.m. session for me yesterday. Dickhead me didn't even make it.
That's okay.
So hopefully she didn't, you know, hang around and think, oh, where is this stupid bitch? Well, she probably thought it but never said it, and she would have been correct in doing so. Now, I had bloods done on the whatever the heck it was. Anyway, I did them so that she would have the results, so she could look at me and look at, you know, bloods at the same time to make her assessment on the newly necessary prescribable thyroid med sweater. So I don't know whether she's left a script up the front there for me to collect or if she seriously still needs to see me. Or so you're talking to Susan Poynting, date of birth 8/12/65.
All right, let's
have a look for you. Because Kelly's probably left a message in there saying, if this stupid bitch rings you, tell her blah, blah, blah.
No. We did, so I was the one that spoke to you the other day and helped you to book it in. So Kelly, she did come out and ask, it's totally fine. There's been a lot going on, obviously, everywhere. It's a bit difficult for people to get here anyway. Today, so it's not a problem. We had quite a few, you know, cancellations and things. So let me just check what she said, because I know that she did come out and chat to us about it, but it was last thing before I finished for the day. So let me see where that's up to.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, mate, look, she would have just... I'm just glad that, you know, through my stupidity and all sorts of crap going on and the way I handle things, you know, people get a bit of a laugh and a chuckle, you know, and I just hope to God everyone... Well, obviously, you got home safely and have since returned to work. I'm just hoping everything's all fine and dandy. Yeah. And I know Kelly's not there every day. I'm just hoping that wherever the heck she had to go, would home first and wherever she'd gone today...
Yeah.
You know, whether everything's all fine and dandy for her, because you never know until you get home what sort of incident you might be looking at after certain storms and shit, you know. So,
yeah, it's a bit scary, isn't it, when you think about having to get home and...
Yeah, well, did you see last night's bloody storm? It was the craziest bloody shit. Like, the night before it was like bolt lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Last night it was this total sheet blanket lightning and thunder in the background, and you're going... Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it lit up the sky and I went, oh, wow. So we're all without power, but the Lord is providing. Thank you, Lord, for the lights.
That was wild.
It was lighter outside than what it was inside. I thought we might as well go and sleep on the bloody veranda or something, you know.
That'd
like,
be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or at least go out there and work on our tablet, but that would have been, I'd be out there on my bloody phone and a bolt lightning would come and just blow the black bastard out of my hand and probably me off the chair. So I thought, yeah, absolutely, mate. If it's damn straight, if it's going to happen, it'll happen to me. I must go, come hit me, bitches, you know, like that. The universe goes, ooh, I think this bitch is bored.
Yeah.
Let's hammer her, you know. But, no, mate, I've just got so much shit going on and at the moment I had to go, oh, for frig's sake. I had to go and have an ultrasound done just to check for a DVT, you know, of my left leg because, I've got an elephant leg on the left and a bloody giraffe leg on the right now. So, you know, I've actually been taken off my cancer medication for a month to see if I can normalise my kidneys. Oh, for freak's sake. So, look, I probably haven't helped myself with the non-taking of one's thyroid meds, you know, for a considerable length of time, to then now needing to go back on it. Maybe I'll normalise and I'll thin out to a point where I go, wow, look at me, I could have been like this for a long time. But I'm just hoping the kidneys don't go and pack it in. The result of that was really not good. To a point where my oncologist said, get to the GP. But I will tell you now, don't like what I'm seeing. I went, no, shit, I don't like what I'm feeling. So he actually wrote an ultrasound, Doppler ultrasound, to ensure that there wasn't a DVT because he was concerned that it was in one leg only. So, and then I thought, hey, well, best one go and sort out my endos. And they said, yeah, Sue, that'd be nice. How about you go and sort your endo out? And I went, yeah, I'll do that right now, which I did when I was at the hospital. I organised with you guys. So thank you for that.
That's okay. That's not a problem at all. We're happy to help. So I'm having a look at your file while we're talking. And after I spoke to her about booking you in, she did provide me with a pathology request, which I emailed to you on Monday.
Yep, you sure did. Yep.
So that'll be the next thing to do because as far as
I've done it.
Oh,
I've done it, Twina. Yeah, because I went immediately upon receiving that. I said to Dave, let's get our ring oil down to QML. When I walked in there, they said, what the hell are you doing back here? I said, well, it's got nothing to do with the onkies. This is for the endo. And they went, oh, God, Sue, what are you doing? And I went, this. And they went, oh, God, righto, okay. So that was, I did that prior to going for my ultrasound. Yay, go me.
Yeah.
So QML should have sent that result in for you, love.
All right, let me have a look and see what I can find. Do you mind holding a moment?
No, that's fine, love.
Wonderful, thank you.
No worries.
There, Susan?
Yeah, love.
Okay, thanks for waiting. So I can see on the QML website that your results are in. So I'm going to email Kelly because she only works Mondays and Tuesdays. Email the doctor, let her know that they're available, and then we'll leave it up to her to see when she needs to put you in.
Oh, good on you, love. No, I appreciate that because, see, well, that makes me feel a bit better about having not been yesterday. All she would have done was seen me but not have had the results probably, although they put a priority on there. So they reckon 24 hours would have been approximately. But, look, I'm not, as I said to them, I'm not the only prick on the planet, mate. So, yeah, they've probably got many, many, many tests they've got to do and results. So, look, it'll happen when it happens. But, yeah, that's what I just thought. Like, I'm cool with Kel just going, I already know what Sue looks like. Yeah, she's a rat bag. Yep, she's got these issues. The bloods look like shit. I think she needs to be on blah. And I'm happy for her just to leave a bloody script there at the front counter for me to come and get. Or you can, she can do it on the phone thing if she wants to send one to me, and I'll, you know, get it from the compounding lab. I don't care if she emails a script straight over to the compounding lab at Brendale. That's where I usually go and get my my stuff from anyway. So,
well, if she does provide you with one, we will contact you about where it needs to go. But I will let you know that it depends on when she has last seen you face-to-face.
Oh, right, yeah.
And just the nature of the visit as well, just because of Medicare and safety guidelines. So I will pop it into her calendar and I'll email her, let her know. She can review it and then she'll decide. I'll let her know that you're happy to get a script if that's what she feels is necessary and is okay. Give her that option, and then we'll have to just leave it up to her. But we'll get in touch with you with whatever response that she gives us.
Very cool. Love you. As I say, and I just need, I guess I just like to let you know, I do not mind how it's done, how simplistic, to make your lives easier.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if it's a smash and grab script at the counter or if it's just sent to directly to the provider or if it's a phone one. I don't care if Kel wants to, you know, see me physically or just go on, you know, what she knows and say, come and get your script, you idiot, and go and get it. You know, so I'm flexible in that regard, my love. I've got so much shit going on here with hubby and his and his bloody motor vehicle accident and bloody... A truck rollover. Yeah, it wasn't just a little bloody run someone up the arse.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's on work cover at the moment and now his GP's being a prick and... wanting to ride his physio as well to get him to do a work capacity return to work plan.
A lot of paperwork.
Oh, mate, you know, I just rang work cover this morning. I said, mate, GP's got the rags on. GP's now riding and questioning the, you know, physio that he sent Dave to. He's pissed off that Dave hasn't been to his neuroscience clinic yet. Why? Oh, naughty Dave had flu viruses and you're always told to stay away, so we rescheduled, but he had the shits that we haven't been yet. In the meantime, with all of that crap and this power bullshit going on, I forget my appointment, but I ring you, yous are cool going, yep, we understand, we understand. Work cover could not believe the attitude of the GP himself, who has got more control over what happens about the not ready for work, not ready for work, not ready for work. He's just got this attitude thinking, you'll be right, you'll be right, you'll be right. Mm. He just wants Dave off the books from having, I think, to avoid having to be questioned at all ever, why has this guy not returned to work? What's happening? You know what I mean? I think a lot of people like to afford you some time, but then when they're scared, I think they like to start cracking whips at you.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think, you know what?
Bring their butts
Well, that's it. And I think, oh, cover your butt, mate. And while you're covering your butt, why don't you grow a set of balls to your dickhead? But anyway, that's just how I roll. I just tell it as it is. I've got my T-shirt on, which is extremely appropriate for me today. It says, caution, I have no filter. Mm-hmm. So I've got that one on today. So I'm probably just going to go for a nice little outing to Bunnings because there's a bit of an issue there at the moment where I've actually been profiled, yes. Mm-hmm. I've spent probably in excess of $70,000 since January this year in that shithole, and I was clued up by a staff member that we have been advised to be very mindful of you, and I went, really? Mm. Well, let me tell you, if you've been nice to me, I'll never bitch slap you. But if you're an arsehole, wait for it because the fist will clench.
Mm.
You know, like not physically, but, you know, if I open my mouth and I sit there and sound extremely educated and informed, they're going to start to wonder where their dumb ass little brains are. Yeah. Because I might be tattooed, I might look like a wild child, but I do have a brain in the head that works extremely efficiently when necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to go and talk to some dumbass who wants to start wielding his power, you know, the thing that gets me, Mr. Management of bloody, you know, North Lakes, whatever the thing is, Bunnings, you know, the poor bastard only earns 71 bucks an hour. I spend more than that an hour in that place. You know, so I fund that little arsehole's wage and I'll be letting the idiot know. How dare... I even had, can you believe this? I'm going to tell you now. I was approached by the covert security in the place, not for any particular reason of any theft-related incidents, but more so to befriend me, and to advise me that they could not for the life of them see why they've been asked to watch me, because they watched me for 2 years at Morayfield Bunnings, and hadn't found a thing to, and I went, wow. And in that 2 years that you watched me, you probably missed a lot of theft that was going on around you. I said, how bloody stupid is this shit? Like, mate, I am the least likely prick on the planet to ever take even a lolly out of a lolly machine if I'm starving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you got all these people wasting their time so incorrectly profiling people.
Yeah.
And having been in the police service, I've profiled people, criminals, mind you. But why I'm being profiled, I'm frigged if I know. Just watch those people. They're back again. They're back again. Yeah, I'm back again, dickhead, because we're landscaping and we're buying lots and lots of things.
Yeah.
And I'm spending lots and lots of money. Mm-hmm. But if you want me to go somewhere else, I'm happy to do that. I'll put my money into Mitre 10.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, people just shit me around. I'm not from this frigging planet, I'm telling you now. You probably, when you first met me, you probably went, this one's a weird bitch, and you would have been correct in thinking so. But, you know, so this is why when Kelly, I mean, anyone that hears my name usually either rolls their eyes or they start laughing.
Yeah.
I understand why, mate, and they wouldn't be incorrect in doing so, because I'm different, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, look, what I want to do, in case I don't see you, I want to wish you all the very best for Christmas.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I want you to enjoy yourself. Take shit from nobody, trust me, because it's not worth it.
Yep. I agree.
And just smile sweetly. You know, my dad always said to me when I was a kid, he said, smile. It makes the world wonder what you've been up to.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. And if there are people, if there are lying, roguing, little cunning bastards out there and you're smiling and they're paranoid because they've done something wrong, they're going to go, oh, no, oh, no. And that's how, when you tell the truth, people often, they still view you with suspicion. I love that. Because immediately a person views me with, they'll ask a question, view me with suspicion. I look and I think, ooh, we're a person that lives in the land of lies, do we? Because they just don't understand how you can ask me something very quickly and I give you a straight answer within a hundredth of a second. How can I do that? Ooh. You know why? Because it's the truth.
That's right.
And the truth is there. And it will never be anything but the truth.
Yeah.
So that's where I can give you an immediate 100% answer that's not me going, oh, what should I say? What should I say? Yeah, so, mate, I love being one of these ridiculous. It sort of hurts your feelings at times because when you know you haven't done anything wrong, my integrity and my honesty being questioned by a place like Bloody Bunnings really shits me, especially when I'm putting the money that I'm putting through there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Oh, mate, it's not like I'm trying to bloody shove a friggin', a hammer drill or something up my shirt and walk out of there pretending I haven't taken it. Like, you know, or, like, how stupid.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's their problem, not mine, wankers. But, sweetie, have a beautiful Christmas. Look after yourself. Oh, look, I'll try. I don't think Santa comes to my house anymore. I think the man's too scared.
Yeah,
but, yeah, that's, mate, maybe it's because you're a naughty girl.
Maybe.
And Santa probably thinks, oh, no, she's too influential, this one. You know, she might excite me
old,
to the Well, oh, mate, well, could be, you know. But, shit, I turned 60. Yay, go me on the 8th of December. Whoop-de-fucking-do. But anyway... And everyone says, oh, we'll have to have a party. I said, run along and go and enjoy that.
Yeah.
Oh, but we want to throw one for you. I said, good, run along and enjoy that. I won't be there.
Yeah.
Oh, but you need to be there. I said, no, the hell I don't.
No, you do it. Yeah, you do you. That's the best way to do it.
Mate, bloody oath, I do me. And doing me, I said, you want to get me something special? Give me a $10 gift card from Bunnings. That'll do me.
Yep.
I said, because, you know, but look, long and short of it, everything's all fine, Dandy. Let's see what Kel's got to say about my being and what's to happen in my world, yay. And I'll just ride with it, sweetheart, and whatever you guys decide is what I'll go with.
We'll let you know, definitely, when we hear back from her. We'll send you a text. I'll give you a call and let you know what's happening.
Yep. Good on you, sweetie. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
No worries. Okay.
Okay, love. Bye.
Bye.